to RSN 927's Breakfast Bite.
Good morning, everyone. Andrew Mays with you on this Friday morning, April 9 of 2021. Plenty to get through in the next 25 minutes to update you on the latest in the world of racing and sport. Let's start with the footy from last night, as Buddy's three goals, including a good one late, was enough to clinch victory for the Swans over the Bombers.
Who's at home for the Swans? Buddy's about the place. Buddy's the man. Can he finish things off with a goal? Been giving Bombers nightmares for 15 years. Swans fans delighted. Buddy perfect.
Good effort by the Dons, going down only by 3 points. And Sydney, a 4 from 4 to start the season. Meanwhile, in the NRL last night, plenty of positives for South Sydney in their demolition of the Brisbane Broncos. 35 points to 6.
Reynolds across the face of the post. Perfectly weighted. There's Mitchell. Way too strong.
And it is Masters morning. Round one has started. We're about halfway through the field so far. Dustin Johnson is even through 17, but had this highlight a couple of holes ago.
That is just fantastic.
My goodness.
Not quite the same, oh my goodness, that we were used to a couple of years ago with Tiger, but Dustin Johnson even through 17. Mark Leishman doing nicely early. Wasn't he outright lead, but now he's just one shot behind a couple of leaders, including Harman and Matsuyama, who are both in the clubhouse at 3 under the card. We'll update you on all the scores rolling through next.
You're listening to RSN 927's Breakfast Bite.
Big Friday is always on the Breakfast Club as well. Don't forget Dean Lester and Nick Quinn. The most important half hour of your week from 7 o'clock this morning. Looking forward to seeing both of them in the studio and hearing their preview of a big weekend of racing as per usual. Boomer Harvey will be in for the Friday footy preview from 7:30 this morning. Looking forward to going through all the games with Boomer and checking out a few of his insights into not only the broader AFL landscape, but North Melbourne as well. And the Guns. Jeez, didn't he have the pipes out in the runner's kit for the Kangaroos? I'm sure the boys will be questioning about that, that's for sure. Matthew Mott also joined the guys, the coach of the Australian women's cricket team, who continue to dominate, and will get your winner on the early mail. Fingers crossed. Speaking of winners, that is what it's all about from 8:30 this morning. 8:30 to 10, a racing pulse with Michael Felgate, but as always, on a Friday Form Focus, Mick Sharkey will be in the studio from 9 o'clock trying to tip the card, as he always claims he's able to do. So fingers crossed after 9 o'clock this morning. From 10, the Victorian Form Preview, and 10:30, Gareth Hall with RSN Central. Speaking of winners, he will find you plenty over the course of the morning. So there is so much to get through on what is a chock-a-block Friday morning. Let's start, though, with the footy from last night. And Sydney just scraping home in the end. It was a good effort by the Bombers. The final score up there at the SCG, Sydney 11-17-83 to the Bombers 12-8-80. Plenty of positives to come out of the game, including the return of Buddy Franklin with 3 goals, but also good to see a lot of the youngsters going nicely for the Bombers as well. So a lot to take out of it for Essendon fans. Let's have a listen to the man of the moment, Buddy Franklin, here after the win on Channel 7.
Not really was, but they played some pretty good football this year. We knew they were going to come out and have a good crack, and they certainly really stepped it up tonight. Look, grinding games out is really good. I think it's really a positive thing. We've got such a young team, but to find a way through that and then win, it's a good sign. It's always good winning. It's obviously been we've struggled the last 2 years, but no doubt we've blooded a lot of young kids, and I think it's so exciting, obviously being one of the older boys of the footy club now. It's always good to see young kids come in and bring that excitement, and I'm loving it out here. That was always the plan. It was play one, miss one, and then away we go from now, which will be good.
So the Bombers are just falling short. Sydney 4 from 4 now to start the season. Essendon slumped to 1 and 3. There was an injury, though. Isaac Heaney injuring his right hand, and it is broken, which is bad news For the youngster who missed so much footy last year as well, he's now struggling with that hand injury. Let's hear from the coach, John Longmire, afterwards.
Oh, it's just terrible luck for him. You know, he's one of our best preparers. He trains so hard. He's worked so hard to come back from his ankle. You know, he's got a crack in his hand. It'll be, you know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I guess, you know, depending on what happens. That, yeah, that's early. We haven't had a, you know, I'm not sure what the official diagnosis is, but what Isaac is a really positive person. So he'll get over the disappointment tonight and get to work and get himself right. But, yeah, he's been in great form for us this year. You know, really, really important forward threat.
More to come from John Longmire, and we'll also hear from Essendon coach Ben Rutten a little later in the show. Let's start previewing tonight's game, which is going to be an absolute cracker between Port Adelaide and Richmond at the Adelaide Oval. Let's start with Ken Hinckley on the debut of Lachie Jones.
He's ready to play footy. He played a lot of senior footy last year, we know that, and you know, as a club we've been waiting for him probably for the moment. He had a little hamstring, so we're putting back a little bit, but you know, he's aggressive and ready to play. He's just, he's one of them mature young people who are just right to go out and play men's footy. Yeah, he's a big boy. Yeah, he's a big boy. He's aggressive with it. He you know, he's explosive. He's got a lot of things that you'd suggest would make him successful at AFL football. Now he gets his first test to actually see how he goes against what a game for to debut in against the reigning premiers.
Lachie Jones looking forward to seeing the 19-year-old make his debut. 188 centimetres and 88 kilos. Solid unit. Miles Bergman and Peter Laddams are the two who have been omitted for the power. Meanwhile, for Richmond, four changes. Basha Hawley, Jack Ross, Ryan Mansell and Will Martin come into the team. So two debutants for the Tigers. Daniel Rioli has been omitted. Josh Caddy omitted, along with Derek Egmalesi-Smith. So three omissions. Dion Prestia is injured, as is Camden McIntosh. So a number of changes for there for the Tigers. So a bit of instability there at Richmond, but they've got plenty of depth that they've accumulated over the last couple of years. Speaking of depth, it's something St Kilda will be relying on, and Brett Ratten spoke about a couple of new injuries to both Dan Hanbury and Jaron Geary yesterday.
Hannah's has had a calf injury yesterday, Tuesday, and he's got a strain in his calf, so he'll be out for 4 weeks. So it's not the same area, it's different. It's a new one. I think when you go through your career, you have some luck not go your way, and he seems to be having a lot not go his way. He's, you know, he's done everything right, and he's now copped another little calf injury, which it'll set him back for, you know, 4 weeks, which is an issue. And then this morning, Gears has got some pain in his ankle, not from his broken leg, but from his ankle. He's got a bone spur in there, so he's going to go in for an operation tomorrow as well. So that'll push his return out for another 6 weeks, which is not ideal. Then Gresham with the Achilles, but yeah, that's footy. Teams get injuries, but it is hard to sit there and not be frustrated for the players that have had multiple and they can't get back to do what they want to do. And Hanbury, Geary and even Gresh last year missed with the stress fracture of the back. So there's three players that have had some injuries and they've just been ongoing. So that's something that I think we all feel for them.
Brett Ratten speaking there yesterday, also giving an update on the return of Paddy Ryder when he'll be back for the Saints.
It's probably around 3 weeks. He's got to do a bit more work. The good part is he came in with a big smile, and that was the real pleasing part for us to see a happy Paddy and him being back at the footy club, which is, you know, he enjoys being here, but to do the things that he had to do at home. And, he seems in a really good spot, and we'll just have to, you know, monitor his workload and get him to a point where he's ready to play. But we can't rush that because he's had a hamstring. We've got to be mindful of where he's at. And, you know, he's done a fair bit of work away, but he probably hasn't done all the work, that the boys have been doing here. So we've got to try and bridge that gap a little bit. So we'll just go through week by week and see where he's at. So it might be two, it might be three, it might be four, but we'll just see how he responds.
Brett Ratten there speaking. Yes, a big challenge for the Saints coming up against the Eagles this weekend. So that match to be played tomorrow at Marvel. just after 4:30. Let's head to the Blues now, and David Teague held his weekly press conference. He was questioned about Eddie Betts' form, only had four possessions on the weekend in his first game for 2021.
Oh, look, if you count your game by touches, you'd say you had four, but I don't know. I think there's enough experts out there and enough people saw the work that Eddie did off the ball as well. And I thought his pressure and the role he played and even supporting Harry, I think too often we get caught on possessions.
Well, head back to the injury crisis across the AFL. It feels like this list keeps growing day by day. Chris Scott here on the Cats injuries, including Sean Higgins, who I saw come off with a hamstring. The poor old man has broken his thumb as well.
Higgins has a fracture of his thumb that requires surgery, so that's probably the issue more than his hamstring in terms of the recovery period. Obviously, they can happen concurrently. But, yeah, medium term for him, and then medium possibly a little bit longer with Francis Evans, depending on whether he needs surgery on that ankle, which is a possibility at the moment. Cameron won't play, but Menegola should. And then we've got a few that I've referenced in previous weeks that have been on the way back, so Brad Close. He's a forward, which kind of helps the predicament we're in, because we've got a pretty good contingent of defenders, a bit light on for forwards, so he'll be in the mix, I suspect.
Chris Scott there speaking yesterday. So there are injuries aplenty in the AFL and plenty of depth being tested at the start of 2021. More footy to come a little later on, including more from John Longmire and Ben Rutten after last night's three-point victory for the Swans. Let's head to the Masters, which is underway at the moment. You heard Dustin Johnson chipping in off the top of the show. And he is just about to finish his round. He's even through 17 holes. The big news of the morning was Mark Leishman, who was actually leading. He was 4 under through the opening 8 holes. He's since dropped a couple of shots. He's now back to a tie for third, 2 under through 11 holes. Now, the leaders at the moment, Harmon is 3 under the cut. He's in the clubhouse, as is Hideki Matsuyama at 3 under as well. A couple of the big names are lurking, Patrick Reed and Webb Simpson, both in a tie for third with Mark Leishman. Open Championship winner Shane Lowry in a tie for third as well. And then there's a number of big names lurking just behind there in a tie for ninth, at 1 under the card, just 2 behind the leaders, John Rahm, Justin Rose, and then Dustin Johnson, even through 17, along with Xander Schauffele, Phil Mickelson, Matt Fitzpatrick, Jordan Spieth. So a few of the big guns lurking with plenty of holes left to play in their opening rounds. In terms of the other Aussies, so Leish doing well, carrying the flag in a tie for third. In a tie for 36, Matt Jones finished the day at 2 over the card, which isn't going to be too bad looking at the scores rolling in early. He's 5 behind the leaders, but he has finished. Cameron Smith, 2 over through 5, so hopefully he can steady. And Adam Scott, same for him. He's 3 over through 7. Jason Day is the only Aussie in the clubhouse. He finished at 5 over the card in a tie for 77. So long way back from there for Jason Day. So fingers crossed Leish can continue his good start to his round. And the other Aussies in Matty Jones and Cameron Smith and Adam Scott can just steady at around 2 or 3 over the card at the moment. Let's now head to the NRL last night, where it was an absolute demolition job by South Sydney. The final score, 35-6 in another blowout. South Sydney scoring plenty of tries as well. So nice work by the Rabbitohs, who are one of the premiership favourites. Now, other big news in the NRL yesterday was Jake Friend. Now, he's the co-captain of the Sydney Roosters, but has had a number of concussions. He suffered another head knock in the opening round of the NRL, and yesterday he made the decision to pull the pin on his entire career.
It wasn't an easy decision to come to, but it's one that I think is right, and is right for myself, my family, and the Roosters. And it's been a hell of a ride, but it's a tough way to go out, but that's footy and that's life.
Let's head to a bit of cricket. Yeah, there's still cricket going on. Yesterday, a couple of one-day matches between Victoria and South Australia. 2 big centuries. Peter Hanscom, 131 of 105 deliveries. Here's how he brought it up.
Oh, it's beautifully hit. Peter Hanscom, 6 runs, and that'll be a ton. He's second for Victoria in domestic one-day cricket, and he does it in the best way. way possible on his club home ground in the last game of the season.
Peter Hanscom there scoring 100, and also Jono Merlo too. So great news for him, 101 from 93 deliveries. Victoria making 7 for 333. South Australia in reply all out in the 50th over for 312. So Jono Merlo named man of the match despite Hanscom's 131. And a fantastic result for Victoria with cricket still going on. It feels strange with the IPL starting tonight in mid-April. West Australia also played Tasmania yesterday. WA making 307. No century makers for WA, but a lot of solid contributors, including Mitch Marsh, who made 63, Josh Inglis with 60, 59 for Sam Whiteman, and 35 for Jason Berendorf. And they absolutely smashed Tasmania, who were all out for 148. So 159 run victory for Western Australia over Tasmania yesterday. Jason Berendorf, as well as doing nicely with the bat, took 3 for 33 with the ball as well. So a couple of one-day games, one-day domestic games there, concluding yesterday. To the racing world now, let's start with Joe Pride. He spoke on Racing Pulse yesterday, expecting a wet track again in Sydney. Well, that's we're just used to that by now. How's that going to suit Eduardo, though?
Look, I don't think it matters too much to him. It probably matters to a few of the others a bit more than him, and I think Nature Strip's probably the same. I don't think it's a big deal, a wet track for either. Now, it's a 9. They've given it out as this morning. We've got some nice weather. We've got a day of, I think, late 20s today, maybe nearly 30 tomorrow. I couldn't see it getting better than a 7. If it is, it would only be on the better side of a 7, I would say. Now, that's pretty much what he raced on in the Galaxy, where he went really well, so I'm happy.
$4.40, Eduardo, on the third line of betting at the moment. Nature Strip leading the market, $3.50. Tab.com.au, Bivouac at $4 and Eduardo at $4.40. Let's hear more from Joe Pride on how he expects Eduardo to settle down. He's drawn barrier 8.
I think we can do either and potentially win. So, and that's the good thing about this horse. He's got, he is versatile and adaptable. Whereas I think Nature Strip's pretty much only got one way he can win. And when you watch his replays at Randwick, he's a bit of a bully at Randwick, and if he doesn't get his way, he's quite vulnerable. So we've got to take his way away from him. So, you know, whether that means crossing him, that's going to depend on how we begin or when we put some pressure on him, but he won't be going around unopposed.
Now, Montefilia leads the market in the Australian Derby tomorrow, which is going to be an absolute ripper as well at $3.70. Can the girl upset the boys tomorrow? Here's David Payne, trainer.
He can only take improvement, you know, Michael. It was only a second start back. I think she's come on quite a bit.
She got back a fair way over the 2,000. She's drawn a really nice gate on Saturday, or what looks to be a nice gate on paper, up to the 24. Will she sit closer, do you envisage?
Yeah, definitely closer. Yeah, you know, she can use that gate and maybe let 5 or 6 lead her.
Don't forget to tune in for the full preview, not only today through the Breakfast Club from 7 o'clock with Dean Lester and Nick Quinn, but also Mick Sharkey and Racing Pulse from 9 o'clock with the Friday Form Focus. And then from 10:30, Gareth Hall will be catching up with all of the form and all of the tips ahead of a massive weekend of racing, especially in Sydney tomorrow, which is going to be fantastic. Time to take a break at 10 to 6 on your Friday morning. On the other side of this, we'll catch up with a little bit more from the footy world, plus a few more results from
RSN 927's Breakfast Bite.
Wants the screen, Mooney obliges. Everybody. Again, Cotton gets deep. This time the left hand kisses it high off the window.
Yeah, late work by Bryce Cotton there, delivering the Wildcats a 73-69 win in the NBL yesterday, and a solid win for them after leading. The Kings came back late, but too good in the end, the Perth Wildcats. Some of the other scores as well in the NBA yesterday, plenty of winners, including the Celtics over the Knicks, Nuggets beat the Spurs, Hornets over the Thunder, the Grizzlies over the Hawks, and the Rockets beat the Mavericks. The Suns also beat the Utah Jazz. Time to check in with the Europa League as well. Live soccer at the moment. Manchester United 1-0 at halftime over Granada. Dinamo Zagreb are playing Villarreal. Villarreal with a 1-0 lead at halftime, and Ajax are defeating Roma 1-0 at the moment as well. So we'll keep you updated on those results through the morning as they come through. Speaking of the round ball code, let's check in with Grant Brebner, who's put his players on notice at the moment. The Melbourne Victory having another poor season.
There won't be any players leaving unless other clubs come in for them, and we want to have conversations around that. But there's no players leaving at the moment. But going back to what I said against Adelaide, there's certainly players that are playing for their careers at this football club over the next number of games.
Just in case you missed the footy result last night as well, a 3-point win for Sydney over Essendon, who were very solid in defeat, 11-17-83 to the Bombers, 12-8-80. Buddy Franklin, the star of the show, kicking a late goal to seal things up for the Swans. We're talking about injury news with Isaac Heaney injuring his hand. So that's the bad news out of the game for the Swans. Plus, we heard a number of coaches speak about the mounting injury list. Just a couple of other updates as well. Brisbane defender Jack Payne has suffered a stress reaction in his foot. He'll miss 6 weeks. Jed Anderson for the Roos has undergone ankle surgery. He'll miss 2 months. And also, it's still a little bit unclear on a return date for Jeremy Cameron as well. So there's a lot of injuries mounting up in the AFL at the moment, and I'm sure that will be a story going forward, no doubt. Just to bring you up to date with the Masters as well, in the latest or refresh, basically, of the leaderboard. Harman and Matsuyama still sharing the lead, but they have been joined by Patrick Reed at 3 under the card. He's got one hole left in his opening round. Mark Leishman has dropped another shot, unfortunately. Was 4 under through 8. He's now 1 under through 12, so he's 2 shots behind the leaders. And in terms of the other Aussies, Matt Jones in the clubhouse at 2 over the card. Cameron Smith, 2 over through 6 holes. And Adam Scott, 3 over through 7. Let's head back to the footy last night with the 3-point win for the Swans over the Bombers. Here's John Longmire.
Look, I think first, and you know, they had 36 tackles in the last quarter. Their pressure rating in that last quarter was through the roof. You know, to their credit, they were pretty good. You know, we certainly didn't kick very straight, which hurt us a little bit on the scoreboard. But when a team comes in and has 36 tackles in the last quarter, you've got to do a lot right to win when it was so close at three-quarter time. So to withstand that and be able to do the things that we needed to do, whether it was run or whatever, and find a way, was a really good sign. It's important. It's a young team to be able to win when it's slippery. It was really dewy, wet conditions for most of the night, but particularly after half time, there was a lot of water. Just talking to the games, you know, a lot of water on the grass and pretty slippery. So, when you've got a team that's in opposition that's going really hard at it, like they did, and then still finding a way, we got a few things wrong at times, and we can get better at a few things. But I think that's a good thing, that we can still find a way, and hopefully that gives some players some confidence.
John Longmire speaking last night. Now to Ben Rutten with his thoughts on the narrow loss for the Bombers.
Proud of the group is certainly the way I'm feeling. I'm certainly disappointed, and the players are shattered about the result. We're certainly here to win, and disappointed about that. But the character, the grit, the determination the guys showed right to the last second, on a short break, travel, all those things are character building for our group. Disappointed on the result. I think the main part of today was it was a really tight, contested game, high pressure, contest to contest, which Sydney's have been very strong at that for a long time. At half time, I think they might have kicked 5 or 6 in a row to get back, to about level pegging. So that was certainly an area which we looked at as a group, is how we can lift our contest work, and certainly some growth in there for us, because our stoppage stuff, our contested work, we still got beaten pretty badly by Sydney tonight. Yeah, nothing's really changed. I think we've been the guys are really determined to get better, and I think they're really clear on where we're going as a footy club and what we're trying to do and build, and they're driving it. You know, the players are the ones who are turning up every day. It's a reflection of how they've been showing up during the week, showing up for each other out on the field tonight. They play hard together. They're really disappointed tonight, which shows the amount of effort and care they've got for each other. But they want to take this footy club forward. And, you know, tonight was built some character, showed some real grit and determination, you know, which I'm certainly proud of as their coach. But they're also hurting. You know, they came here to win and, I thought we gave themselves the opportunity to do that, but weren't quite good enough tonight. And Sydney are a young team as well. You know, they've got some inexperienced players. So that's all part of the game for us.
Ben Rutten there speaking overnight after the narrow loss for the Bombers against the Swans. All of that will be dissected over the next couple of hours on The Breakfast Club, half Whitey and Rama, to join you after the 6 o'clock news.